commit last night about a half past ten. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in.
Michigan Congressman Justin Amash coming out and saying that his read of the Mueller report supports the idea of impeachment of moving forward. The problem is he's the only Republican that has that opinion. Of course, he got great coverage from CNN and MSNBC and all this, and great pushback from a host of Republicans. In fact, he picked up two primary challengers already. One of those, State Representative Jim Lauer, a Republican member of the Michigan House representing the 70th District. He's on the road this morning, and he's on the Steve Gruber Show with us. Mr. Lauer, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
Now, you had planned, I understand, you and I have spoken about this, you had planned to launch a challenge to Justin Amash for a variety of reasons, all valid, by the way, against him on the 4th of July. But then you saw all of this coverage and Justin Amash, who has been a never-Trump, anti-Trump antagonist from day one, make these outrageous statements that somehow the Mueller report supports impeachment, though it doesn't. And you said, I can't sit in the sidelines any longer. Tell me about this process.
Right. You know, I just couldn't sit and wait any longer. I'd been gearing up to get into the race anyway. And then after those comments, you know, we talked to our team and said, look, can we get this ready to go in 48 hours? So, you know, got a basic website up and put out our release. And it really went viral from there. It's been on practically every program. I certainly appreciate you having me on. It's because people in the district really support our message. They support the president, which I do. They support conservative values like pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and actually working with the caucus to get things done. And the congressman, there's been a lot of anger in our area building up over probably two or three terms. He never votes with us. He never helps other conservative causes. He almost never votes with the caucus on important issues. There always seems to be some nuanced niche reason why he's a no on it, and that's made him isolated, marginalized, and ineffective.
Well, he tries to paint himself as some sort of an intellectual, that somehow he's on a higher plane than everybody else. And, you know, some of the complaints that, you know, the people levy against Justin Amash is that he's not responsive. He's not in tune with people's needs. I mean, we've invited him on this program too many times to remember, and his response is he doesn't get up that early. Really? You're a member of Congress. You're representing tens of thousands of people in West Michigan, and you don't want to get up early enough to be on this program to talk about what you're working on, what the initiatives are, so on and so forth, which is absolute nonsense, as you know.
I think part of that could be because he's not working on anything. I mean, if you look at it, he's been in Congress for 10 years, and he's gotten one bill signed into law, and it was to rename a post office, and I'm pretty sure that was because people locally begged him to do that bill because, you know, they thought that renaming it was important for a kind of a local celebrity.
That's
I mean, part of it is he wouldn't have had anything to talk about that was all that relevant to the community.
So that's it. One post office being renamed, that's all he's got.
Right. And if you look at, I've been in the State House for a term and a half, and I've gotten 10 pieces of legislation signed along. They were really important to our community and to the state of Michigan. Talking about things like paying down unfunded liabilities, restructuring pension debt, balancing the budget,
sure,
reducing barriers to work, a whole host of real problems that we provided real solutions to.
Well, one of the challenges that you or any primary challenger would face and any general election opponent would face is taking on the amount of money, the war chest of a sitting member of Congress. Of course, Justin Amash, although controversial in some ways, you know, inflammatory, he's going to have a war chest. How do you compete with the money? Because, you know, in this day and age, especially in 2020, it's going to take real money, big money to win. How do you do it?
So a couple of things on that. You know, we did those meetings locally with a lot of the donors in the community, and I believe they're going to end up supporting our campaign. But if you look at the last 48 hours from not only the district, but statewide and nationally, contributions have been pouring in. We've raised tens of thousands of dollars literally within the last 40 hours since the website went live. I wouldn't be surprised if we had well over, you know, $50,000-$60,000 brought in the next couple of days in addition to that. So people from in the district, around the state, and around the country are supporting our campaign because they're tired of him attacking the president. They're tired of, you know, him basically wasting a seat in Congress. And I think that we'll be able to raise the money. So if people are interested in contributing, go to votelauer.com, and you can contribute right now on that website.
Well, we've got a report here in front of me that says that Justin Amash may, in fact, leave the Republican Party. I think he already did, for the record. May officially leave the Republican Party and run for president as the Libertarian Party candidate. What do you make of those rumors?
I don't think so. You know, there was a time where I thought that was true, but I saw his response yesterday or the day before to our campaign. And look, he doesn't want to give up this microphone. You know, he's got a big microphone now. He can get on Sunday morning programs or evening programs and with these ridiculous statements. And he wouldn't be able to do that if he wasn't a member of Congress. He knows he can't win as a Libertarian for president. And so he'd have a short-term spotlight. But he likes this. This is why he's in Congress. He wants to, you know, make headlines for saying ridiculous things, and that's really the only thing he's been doing for the last 10 years. So it's difficult for me to imagine him wanting to give that up. So I bet he'll be running again, and that's why we're going to be running against him and why we're going to beat him.
In reference to your campaign, sir, he said it's not serious, it's not credible. Basically, he totally dismissed you out of hand. How do you respond to that?
Well, he totally dismisses everyone out of hand. I mean, constituents call his office and beg him for help with federal agencies. And a lot of times those calls end up coming to our office or other congressional offices in the surrounding area because they don't even respond to them. So he's very dismissive of, you know, people in the district. And if he wants to dismiss our campaign, that's fine. The voters will send him a message in August that they're tired of his behavior and that they want somebody who's actually going to go to D.C., support President Trump, and get things done.
In 30 seconds, why are you the best candidate to take the seat and win the primary with Justin Amash? You got 30 seconds, last word.
Okay, last word here. Everyone should consolidate behind my campaign because I know how to win. You're absolutely right. It's going to be a tough campaign. We're going to have to raise a lot of money, and we can't have a bunch of people getting in and splitting up the voter. He will be reelected in the primary. If we get one solid pro-Trump conservative candidate to face him in August, then I'm going to win. And I have the right message to win. I have the right experience to win. And I'll be the best congressman because I know how to work with other Republicans. I even know how to work with Democrats.
And very fast.
I have a strong track record of getting things done.
Very fast. You got 5 seconds. What's your website? What's your Facebook?
VoteLower.com. So that's VoteLower.com. You can contribute on there. We're going to be launching a new and improved version later today. But you can contribute right now this morning.
Got to leave it right there. Thank you. Jim Lauer.
Thank you.
On the Steve Gruber Show.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.